friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Their healthy 9-year-old went to sleep and never woke up, and his family needs prayers. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Logan unexpectedly and tragically died in his sleep. He went to bed on a Friday night and didn't wake up Saturday morning, and the fabric of the Guineer family was torn in an instant as their healthy 9-year-old went to sleep and never woke up. His family needs prayers. One lazy Saturday morning, meant to be filled with breakfast and family downtime, became a day of heartbreak. Rebecca and Garth Gagnier thought their son Logan had been sleeping in from a late Friday night. So Garth sent their oldest daughter to wake him up. But instead of finding her brother asleep, he had been taken from this side of heaven to the next. My oldest daughter ran upstairs just to see if he was okay and found him unresponsive. He'd been gone for hours, Garth said. At this time, the family has no answers or any explanations why Logan would have died in his sleep. Garth said it was frustrating and confusing because their son was a healthy, typical boy. In the midst of waiting for answers that may never come, the family is asking for their family in Christ to pray. They need prayer to mend their family back together. They need prayer for support, comfort, and trust in God in their darkest hours. Even though Logan's life was short-lived, Rebecca said Logan lived life to the fullest. Garth added, "Our hearts are broken, but we know he was received into heaven by angels. If there is a football field in heaven, he is catching touchdown passes today and taking a break eating Oreos and Doritos." While we cannot imagine or compare their grief, we can lift this family up in our prayers and pray for God to continue to give them comfort in their solace. Garth wrote in a Facebook post, "Please pray for his family who has to struggle with living with the hole in their home and their hearts. We love you, Logan." Father God, we thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We lift up the Gagnier family as they weep and mourn the loss of their son. Though their arms ache to hold him, we know Logan is in your mighty embrace. We pray that your arms will continue to be wrapped around this family in the days to come. When they are overwhelmed with grief and searching for answers, help them turn to you. May you redeem their loss and show yourself in miraculous ways as you heal and mend their hearts, for you are the way, the truth, and the life. In Jesus' name, amen. Yahweh is near to those who have a broken heart and saves those who have a crushed spirit. Psalm 34:18. Touching moment emotions overcame Donny Osmond in Las Vegas at Brothers' final concert, written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. Recently, singer Donny Osmond was in Las Vegas, seeing his older brother, Merrill Osmond, perform at his final show. Donny shared a heartwarming photo of him holding Merrill on stage as Merrill was finishing his final song of the show. Along with the photo, Donny said that if it wasn't for his older brother, the Osmonds would have never found their unique sound. "It was a night I'll never forget," Donny wrote. "I went to my brother, Merrill's final performance here in the U.S. As I watched him, I turned into a fan myself as I sang along with all the other fans packing the Westgate Theater, where we performed together in the 70s. He asked me to join him at the end of the show, and as he sang his closing song, I couldn't help but give my brother a farewell hug. Yes, it took all of us to create the Osmonds, but it was Merrill's voice that created the sound. It was an amazing moment. Thank you, my brother." What a tender moment between these two brothers on stage, and many people online shared the same sentiments. "This truly momentous moment brought tears to my eyes, as it was the epitome of supporting someone you love," one person wrote. "Such a beautiful photo of both of you showing true brotherly love. So emotional for everyone," another person commented. This emotional moment is one that Donny and Merrill Osmond are sure to always cherish.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.